What is going on? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the UFC Vegas 91 edition of The Proving Ground, a UFC sports betting podcast tracking the Fearless Plus Money strategy. I'm your host, The Engineer, still riding high 2 weeks after UFC 300, the biggest, the best, the most stacked event in UFC pay-per-view history. UFC 300 had all the feels: the Money Moicano comeback, the Diego Lopes showcase, an unbelievable performance by Yuri Prohashka. One of the greatest fights with one of the greatest endings in UFC history, with Max Blessed Holloway knocking out Justin Gaethje with 1 second left in the final round of their fight, and Alex Pereira just blowing the doors off Jamahal Hill in the main event of the evening. It was the most fun I've ever had watching a UFC event, and sometimes when you overindulge, it's followed by a hangover, and this is a splitting one. No fights last week, but we are back this weekend at the world's favourite apex, the Apex, for Nicolau versus Perez. Recording a little early this week as we're off travelling again, this time to Jimbaran Bay in Bali, so not all the props are out yet. I'll share what I have for now, and I'm sure we'll post a few more bets as we get closer to Saturday night. This is The Proving Ground. Let's find out. And in our main event of the evening, we have your favourite, Mateus Nicolau at minus 190 with the comeback on Alex Perez at plus 150. This isn't the fight we thought we were getting. We thought it would be the rematch between Nicolau and Starboy Manel Karp. Karp suffered a rib injury, went under the knife about a month ago, meaning he has now had his 9th UFC fight cancelled since 2020. Karp just cannot stop getting in his own way. So, on short notice, in steps Alex Perez, a man currently riding a 3-fight losing streak against some very tough competition. Perez most recently lost by unanimous decision to Muhammad Makhachev less than 2 months ago. And by the way, Perez looked pretty good against Makhachev. Prior to that, he had only fought twice since 2020, dropping decisions to Alexandre Pantoja and Davison Figueiredo. Given his inactivity and given the 3-fight skid he is riding, you can understand why Perez would jump at the chance for a quick turnaround against another top contender in Mateus Nicolau. Nicolau, meanwhile, snapped a 6-fight win streak last time out, falling by way of first-round KO to the raw dog, Brandon Rovo, almost exactly 1 year ago. And if you look at the stats here, there are a lot of similarities. Age, height, weight, almost identical. The same number of significant strikes absorbed per minute to 2 decimal places, 3.14. Both men score frequent takedowns and both have excellent takedown defense. If you cover up their records, this fight would be something like a coin flip at the window. But as we've covered, Perez has barely fought in the last 4 years. He also has 0 wins over flyweights currently employed by the UFC. Although that, of course, may say more about his inactivity than his strength of schedule. Now, all of this is definitely priced into the money lines. If there's value on anyone at the window this weekend, it's definitely Perez. But if I'm picking a winner, it's Nicolau, who I favour to be the more well-rounded fighter with a better resume, stronger momentum. And I'm not sure how only having 3 weeks' notice will impact Perez here, given that another weight cut is required. As for our official bet, I'm thinking something a little crazy, a little mean reversion. Nicolau has 3 career losses. All 3 of those have come in the first round. 6 of Perez's 8 career losses have come in the first round. His last 2 wins come in the first round also. So what's the bet? I like this fight, a 5-round fight to go to decision. Why? I think it stays standing for much of the fight, despite the wrestling skills of Perez. And what happens if this fight does stay on the feet? Perez has 24 career wins, only 5 by knockout. 5 of Nicolau's 19 career wins come by way of knockout. If the fight stays standing, I like it to go long, and at plus 145, I love the value on offer at the window, so give me. Fight goes to decision at plus 145. And moving to the men's light heavyweight division, we have your favourite sitting at minus 205, Ryan Spann, with a comeback on Bogdan Guskov at plus 165. At this point, I'm almost 20 years into watching the UFC, and I don't mean casually watching, I mean every fight, every weekend, for basically 2 decades. In some respects, you become desensitised. You've seen it all before. The highs, the lows, new challenges emerging, old favourites riding off into the sunset. But I like to think I understand how the game works. Doesn't mean that I don't get hoodwinked from time to time. There are some traps as old as time that I, like other students of the game, continue to fall into. Not because we don't know better, because we want to. And what's the best example of this? Finding the one true mythical fighter. A change in haircut or hair colour, a nose job, a new diet, a new training camp, even a new walkout song. Any of these could be the key ingredient in creating the one true mythical fighter. And I still get drawn in from time to time, most recently when Tai Tuivasa grew his hair out. But after almost 20 years, I'm also making progress. Sometimes I can resist. Sometimes I do know better. So in the case of Ryan Spann, the mythical Ryan Spann, who after defeating Dominic Reyes claimed that the reason why he now looked so good was because now he actually trains and now he actually tries. I thought that was a highly questionable statement at the time, and I sure as hell think the same now. The fact that he went on to lose his next two fights to Nikita Krylov and the rematch to Anthony Smith, I think definitely proves me correct. Anyway, at this point, I don't think there are too many people pushing the Ryan Spann mythical fighter bandwagon, but he does have quite a favourable matchup this weekend. Five of Ryan Spann's last six wins come by way of finish. Four of his last five losses have come by way of finish. The man is get or get got. And his opponent, Bogdan Guskov, his last seven fights have ended in the first round. In 18 fights, Guskov has only gone to the cards once, and it's worth noting that that was actually a two-round fight. So Spann will not be facing someone looking to drag him into deep waters to test that cardio, to see how strong his will to win is 15 minutes into a cage fight. On the feet, Spann should have the volume advantage, the striking accuracy advantage, and probably an edge in the defense too. He'll be the more active wrestler, and he does have quite a strong submission game. If the fight does hit the floor, he will be miles ahead of Guskov. There is definitely a world in which Guskov sparks Spann early. He is a wild man after all. And if there's an edge on the money lines, it probably is on the Guskov side. But taking into account all of the above, give me Ryan Spann to win this fight. Just don't believe anything he says when he gets on the microphone afterwards. Moving to the women's flyweight division, we have your favourite Karini Silva at minus 160 with a comeback on Ariane Lipski, the Queen of Violence, at plus 128. What a run Lipski has been on. Three starts in 2023, three victories. Silva, meanwhile, is riding an eight-fight win streak, including one fight on the Contender Series and three in her UFC run to date. So both fighters come into this spot with great momentum, similar height, similar reach, similar age, very different styles. On the feet, it'll be competitive. Lipski will have the edge in the volume, the accuracy. I want to say technique, but what I really mean is reckless abandon. Power as well. Striking is Lipski's game, and she's real slick with it, even if there is sometimes a lack of defensive responsibility. If the fight gets to the floor, however, Silva should have her way with Lipski. Almost all of Silva's recent wins come by way of submission. Lipski, meanwhile, has never been submitted, and she does have quite decent takedown defense. But if Silva does get her down, I like her chances of keeping her there and finding the finish. And I think the aggression of Lipski could see her overextend early, giving Silva the opportunity she needs to get the fight to the floor. So give me Karini Silva to win this fight, and because she's such a finisher, give me Silva to win in round one at plus 335. Moving to the men's heavyweight division, we have your favourite, Jonata Diniz at minus 250 with a comeback on Austin Lane at plus 200. It seems strange to say that Austin Lane will have the experience advantage in this spot, but that's the situation he finds himself in this weekend. Look, I'll keep this one brief. We haven't seen the best of Austin Lane in his UFC run to date. Two fights in, those have gone for less than 2 minutes combined, both against Justin Tafa. One was a no contest due to an eye poke, and last time out, Tafa defeated Austin Lane by way of knockout in just over 1 minute. But I don't think that this is the spot where we do finally see the best of Austin Lane, the former American football player who boasts power, speed, and athleticism in spades. He'll be welcoming UFC debutant Diniz to the Octagon this weekend. Diniz has six professional MMA fights, all wins, all by knockout, all in the first round. The former Glory kickboxer will be the more technical and devastating fighter on the feet in this spot. Lane, of course, has a puncher's chance, but I think facing a grappler who would perhaps struggle to get to the fight to the floor would be a little more his speed at this stage in his UFC career. Look for Austin Lane to be outgunned and outmatched on the feet here, and I don't see him having a plan B. The money lines are set quite fairly for this one, so give me Diniz to win this fight. And in the men's featherweight division, we have your favourite Jonathan Pierce at minus 180 with a comeback on David Onama at plus 145. Is this the buy-low spot for JSP? He's coming off a shock loss to Joe Anderson Brito last time out, having a five-fight win streak snapped when Brito managed to catch a neck during a scramble, locking in a nasty ninja choke. JSP is extremely solid. Striking stats actually look impressive in terms of the output, accuracy, and defense. In fact, these stats are better than Onama's, but don't let that fool you. Onama is the better and more dangerous striker in this spot. JSP also lands more than 5 takedowns per 15 minutes, and this is where the real skill gap will be in this fight. JSP will be the more active and dangerous wrestler and grappler here. Onama, meanwhile, has won 3 of 4, knocking out Gabriel Santos in the second round, last time out in June of 2023. Onama is durable, he's never been finished, including in that absolute knockdown dragout war against Nate Landwehr back in 2022. But he's also never won by decision, and I think if this fight hits the cards, I'd be expecting JSP to win in a competitive match. But I don't think Onama will want to give him that chance. I think if he's winning this fight, he's getting JSP out of there, and I think he's going to look to do that early. His best path to victory is to pressure JSP early, back him up, don't let him get the wrestling game going, and spark him. An early TKO win or a sub and club, I think, is real value here. JSP can be susceptible to getting caught or rocked or just snatched up in a scramble, so give me David Onama to win this fight. I'll stay away from the money lines. But no, I don't think this is a buy-low spot for JSP. No value on his money line here. So for our official bet, give me David Onama to win this fight in round one at plus 540. Moving to the welterweight division, this should be a very fun fight. Tim, the Dirty Bird Means, snapped a 3-fight skid last time out with a 3rd-round knockout of Andre Fialho, giving Fialho his 4th consecutive knockout loss. So whilst Tim looked great, it's hard to read too much into that performance, and at 40 years of age, he's definitely on the back nine of his career, facing an up-and-coming beast in Juros Medic. This one is pretty simple, experience versus youth, a fully formed, well-rounded fighter versus a knockout artist. If Means can get this fight to the floor and keep it there, he should be able to subdue Medic and grind out a decision win, or maybe even find a finish. After all, last time out, the kickboxing wizard Medic was submitted in the second round by Miktabek Orubai in a fight which saw him give up 7 takedowns in just over 9 minutes of action. Now, I don't think that Means is the dynamic wrestler that Orubai is, and in hindsight, that just was a nightmare matchup for Medic. And we also can't trust that Means will go in there with a sensible game plan and actually stick to it. In fact, there's every chance he gets drawn into an absolute war on the feet with Medic just for the fun of it. He'll probably feel he can hold his own on the feet against Medic too, given his own skills, experience, and 4-inch reach advantage. But Medic is faster, more powerful, more technical, and almost 10 years younger. This fight will be fireworks wherever it goes, but give me Juros Medic to win this fight. And moving to the men's bantamweight division, we have your favourite Victor Henry at minus 420 with a comeback on Rani Yahya at plus 310. Another really fun one here. Yahya, the 39-year-old bantamweight, is something of a unicorn. 39 years of age, 39 professional fights, 28 professional wins. How many wins do you suppose this man has by way of knockout on his resume? I'll give you a hint. It's none. Zero. Yahya is a gentleman and a scholar. He's not out there punching people. He's out there spending quality time with them over the course of 15 minutes or gently helping them go to sleep with 21 professional wins coming by way of submission. The man is a pacifist. Doesn't love punching people, doesn't love getting punched. Last time out, things didn't go so well for him. First round knockout loss at the hands of Montel Jackson. And given he's been so inactive, he hasn't had a UFC win since November of 2021. That's why at 39 years of age, with a first round knockout loss still fresh in people's minds and without a win since 2021, Yahya is a plus 310 dog in this spot. I mean, it's also because Victor Henry lands more than 8 significant strikes per minute and has really strong takedown defense. Safe to assume those are factors also. Victor Henry is the far more dangerous striker, but his wrestling and grappling game is decent too. He is very well rounded. The line was actually even wider earlier in the week, but I still think it's off. I think Victor Henry will win, but I think this line is crazy. So for our official bet, give me Rani Yahya money line at plus 310. Moving to the lightweight division, we have your favorite Michael Figlak at minus 170 with a comeback on Austin Hubbard at plus 135. Lots of excitement around Figlak when he made his debut last time out, dropping a decision to Feroz Ziem in Paris, France last year. Figlak is a very strong striker and a decent wrestler. He is well-rounded and he'll probably feel like he is the superior fighter wherever this one goes. The biggest skill gap is definitely on the feet, where Figlak should be more comfortable. But if he doesn't get Hubbard out of there early, look for this one to get a little bit hairy. Hubbard is just so well-rounded. He's not going to get absolutely outclassed anywhere. And if Hubbard can put Figlak on his back, that's probably where Figlak is weakest, and it's going to be a very long night at the office for him. Hubbard might be coming off a loss, a submission defeat to Kurt Hollibar in his return to the UFC, but I actually do think Hubbard gets it done here. And whilst there is a smidge of value on his money line, I'll be sitting it out. I don't think we've seen the best of Figlak yet, but I actually think this is quite a difficult matchup for him. I'm sure we'll see and hear more of Figlak in the years to come, but for now, give me Austin Hubbard to win this fight. Moving to the heavyweight division, we have the closely lined favourite, Kaio Machado at minus 115 with the comeback on Dontell Mays at minus 106. I'll keep this one brief. Mays' record is a little patchy. The only fighter he has beaten since the end of 2021 is Andre Arlovsky. Machado, meanwhile, came up short in his UFC debut, dropping a decision to Mick Parkin. Mays should have the advantage on the feet. He's also more athletic and the more powerful of the two. Machado will strike, but probably want to take this one to the floor. Mays has been improving his defensive wrestling over time to the point where his takedown defense is actually quite decent. Unless Machado is able to just tackle Mays and get him to the floor, I do see Mays winning this fight, and I'm surprised that he isn't a clear favorite in this spot. Moving to the strawweight division, we have your strong favorite, Ketlen Souza at minus 333 with a comeback on Manik Mann at plus 255. Both women made their UFC debuts last time out and both were unsuccessful. Mann dropped a decision to Josephine Knutson, and poor Ketlen Souza was submitted in round one by absolute killer Karine Silva. This fight is lined so widely, you might be expecting me to be jumping on the underdog here, but I actually think the line is not too far off from being fair. Mann's clinch-heavy style will have success against some opponents for sure, but Souza is quite powerful and well-rounded. She should have the advantage wherever the fight goes. I do struggle to see Mann getting off much offense here, so give me Ketlen Souza to win this fight. And in the women's flyweight division, all right, this time you will be getting the answer you expect. We have your favorite, Ivana Petrovic at minus 500 with a comeback on Na Liang at plus 370. Look, Petrovic is your rightful favourite here. She should win this fight. She may have lost her UFC debut to Luana Carolina in a spot where she was heavily favoured to win, but should she be a minus 500 favourite in this spot against the very experienced Na Liang? Okay, I get it. Na Liang is 0-3 in her UFC career to date, with all three of those losses coming by way of knockout. She is get or get got, whereas Petrovic is a sensible, well-rounded fighter. If Petrovic stays within herself here, she should be the convincing favourite. But I saw some jitters in that UFC debut, and I do think if Na Liang can rattle her here, she's half a chance of pulling off the upset. So, given the value, give me, for our official bet, the Na Liang money line at plus 370. And in the first fight of the night, we have your favourite, Mahashati at minus 190 with a comeback on Gabriel Mowgli Benitez at plus 155. Poor Mowgli. He's gone from fighting Jim Miller last time out to being the curtain jerker of UFC Vegas 91 at the Apex against a young savage in Mahashate. 39 years of age, two victories in his last seven outings, a lot of miles, a lot of wear and tear on the body. Mahashate is 24 years of age, who despite going 1-2 to start his UFC career, is looking like a name to watch. Both fighters favour the stand-up, both are happy to throw with reckless abandon. Neither are active wrestlers, although Benitez does have quite a good submission game. The most likely direction that this fight goes is a knockdown drag-out war in the middle of the octagon, and I wouldn't put it past the wily veteran to outlast Mahashate or to find an opportunity to lock in a submission, but I think the power and durability will be with the younger fighter in this spot, and so in a 15-minute striking match, give me the 24-year-old talent all day long. Give me Mahashate to win this fight. So, to recap our official bets for UFC Vegas 91, we have Nicolau versus Perez, fight goes to decision at plus 145, Karine Silva to win in round 1 at plus 335, David Onama to win in round 1 at plus 540, Rani Yahya moneyline at plus 310, and Na Liang moneyline at plus 370. I'm sure I'll add a few more props as those lines drop, so stay tuned. But that's it for now, folks. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on X, the_engineer_MMA, on YouTube at The Proving Ground MMA. Find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or reach me by email, engineer@theprovingground.com. Best of luck with your bets, and let's find out.